Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. Our service today will be conducted by the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Information on how to order tapes or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the close of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday and worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Who has the most important calling in Christ's church? Kind of an interesting question that we're going to discuss in the sermon today. Is it the laity, pastor, theological professor, or bishop? We hope that you'll really stay tuned so that we can discuss this with you on the basis of God's holy word. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. God in heaven, we thank you for the church, that body of believers in Christ Jesus, where there are no dividing lines, for we have found our oneness in knowing that our salvation is in that blessed Lord. Grant, O God, that your blessings may rest upon the church in spite of our humanness and all of our sinfulness. Forgive us, Lord Jesus, and use us in this world that we may tell the good story of your love for all mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. For it is in his name we pray. Amen. Hear God's word as it is recorded in the first chapter of Mark, beginning with the 14th verse. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said, the kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting nets into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, he said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. At once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing their nets. Without delay he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed Christ. Here ends the reading of God's holy gospel.
Christ, we do adore thee, and we do
friends in Christ. A few weeks ago, the doorbell rang, and there stood my good friend, Terry Allen, head football coach at the University of Kansas. Terry and his wife, Lynn, have been close friends since it was my privilege to introduce him to Jesus Christ. So after updating us on what was happening with his family and how his life was going, Terry told us he was in the area recruiting players for his team. He was there to have serious conversations with two young men about the possibility of their coming to the University of Kansas to play football. Later, I read in the newspaper that he had been successful in getting a commitment from one of these talented athletes. It was evident that in Terry's mind, and he gave voice to this, the winning coach must have success in recruiting. His recruiting has to be very selective. There are thousands of young men in these United States who want to play football for one of the football powers in the nation. There are only a few who are qualified to do this. The trick of the good recruiter is to find out where these people are and then seek to entice them to come and play football with their particular team. Today, my friend, we are in the presence of another recruiter as we listen to this portion of God's holy word. The recruiter is none other than Jesus Christ, our Lord. It was now time for him to begin his ministry, and it had been so chosen that he was going to select 12 men who would bear the title of apostles. He was going to select them very, very carefully. Interesting, isn't it? We don't really know on what basis he was selecting them. We don't really know what Jesus was looking for. But we do know that he was selective. And so he is on his way. These were men who were never to be succeeded. William Barclay, the great biblical scholar, has said that there is nothing in all of Scripture that says an apostle will be succeeded by another person. In other words, when Peter died, he was not succeeded. The apostles had a specific calling, and it was theirs to carry out this calling as a church was being established. Apostolic succession, which is known in the church, does not have its roots in the New Testament, according to some biblical scholars. But this has come later in the history of the church for the sake of order. Well, these men were to be trained personally by Jesus Christ. He was going to inspire some of them to write the Scriptures, which would be the foundation of the Christian faith, with Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. Now, last week in the lectionary text, we have Jesus selecting two disciples. One was Philip, the other one Nathanael. These two names do not ring bells with many people. They are less prominent among the apostles. They received less publicity than some of their colleagues. But that does not mean that they are not equally important. They too had specific talents and personality traits that caused Jesus Christ to call them. Remember now, these are apostles, called by Jesus to be trained by him personally for 3 years. When one of them went astray, knowing that person to be Judas, it was decided that they had to fill that particular place. And so in the book of Acts, we learn that there were two qualifications that were necessary for that successor to Judas. One, he was to have walked with Jesus for the whole 3 years, from the time of John's ministry right on through until Christ ascended into heaven. And secondly, he was to be a witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Well, that was the qualification for Matthias, who became the successor of Judas. There was one other apostle, and that was Paul, who had been called by the Lord in a very specific way to become the primary apostle to the Gentile world. And Paul acknowledges himself in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians as one of those apostles, not worthy to be called an apostle because he persecuted the church, but by the grace of God, he was what he was. Now today, in the text, our Lord is choosing four more apostles, Andrew and Peter, brothers, and two other brothers, James and John. Now here, if you want to use Main Street terminology, you have two of the heavyweights. You have the apostle Peter. Peter was that man who certainly was the leader among the 12. He was a spokesperson for the 12 while Jesus was with them, and after our Lord had ascended into heaven, it was Peter who got the crowd going. He was their leader. He was the quarterback, if we want to use fullback football language. And the other heavyweight is certainly the Apostle John. He left behind 5 books that found their way into the Bible, and he seems to be one of those whom our Lord loved the most, and certainly perhaps had that same position among the other apostles. They had accepted Jesus' call then, and they went on their way to be one of those, a part of a team, that was going to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world. The recruiting for Jesus to get his apostles was over, but the recruitment has continued on until this day. Now, he said to the apostles, "Now you go out and become recruiters. Go and make disciples of all nations by baptizing them and teaching them." In other words, now they were not going to recruit apostles, but they were going to recruit disciples. And a disciple had only one qualification, and that was that he had a personal relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. He had received Christ as his Savior and Lord and was growing in the faith and was anxious to introduce others to the Savior too. It is that recruiting, friend, of disciples that goes on in our day. There is recruitment that is going on as we bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to you over this Christian Crusaders radio program. We are called, I am called as a pastor, to recruit. There are many people listening without a doubt today who would say on their own, not being judgmental, but they would say, "I am outside of Jesus Christ." We're concerned about you. You may be riding in your automobile at the present time. You may have the radio on in your home and you're doing all kinds of things. In some places you're just getting up, in other places you're going to bed. But somewhere along the way you're listening at least halfway to Christian Crusaders. We thank you for listening. If you, and I say this with all the love in the world, if you are outside of Jesus Christ, that is, if you're not a believer in Jesus Christ, the scriptures say you are lost. Would you like to have that Bible verse? If you turn to the 19th chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke, you read verse 10. And it is Jesus who said, "I came to seek and to save that which is lost." Now, what did he mean by that? You may be a very, very fine person. That's not what I'm talking about at all. But you still have not had the forgiveness of your sin. And that sin separates you from God. There is no way that you can make amends for those sins. It can come only through faith in Jesus Christ, who grants you the forgiveness of your sin. So the recruitment today, as far as this program is concerned, is to say to you, God loves you. He does not want you to be among the lost. And so he has come into this world in the person of Jesus Christ. At the cross of Calvary, Jesus has suffered and died for the sins of the world. And by grace through faith, if you will receive him as your Savior and your Lord, then your sins are forgiven and you are restored into fellowship with God to live with him forever. Now, receiving him means that you want to be one of his disciples. And so you begin to get acquainted with him in his word. You seek out a church where the gospel of Jesus Christ is being preached. You perhaps find your way into a fellowship of a small group where you can help one another in growing in the Christian faith. And so that's the recruitment that is ours here today. But there is also another recruitment that is here today for us. And that is for those of us who are believers in Jesus Christ, who are His disciples. Let me hurry on to say, friend, that this world would not be in the condition that it is in today if those of us who bear the name of disciples had only taken more seriously what the disciple is supposed to do, and that is to bear witness to Jesus Christ to those who do not know Him, in your family, among your circle of friends, or others where the Word of God opens up their hearts and they're anxious to learn. And so, as Jesus went and recruited the apostles, people of specific character, so in a general term, He goes to all people today through you and me to invite them into the kingdom of God, and you, the disciples of Jesus Christ who carry His name, are the recruiters. So there you have the simplicity of the church. There are three groups now that we deal with today. There is the laity, the pastors, the theological professors, and the bishops. Who has the greatest place in bringing this message of Christ to the world? Let's see if we can take a look at that from the standpoint of Scripture. There is nothing in the Bible that says that one is elevated above the other. We are disciples who have been given a particular job to do. Think of the laity. Do you realize, friend, that according to statistics, 85% of the people who are believers in Jesus Christ have come to that place through personal invitation and not by preaching or teaching or any other way? Preaching and teaching are very necessary to deepen us in our faith. But the people primarily come to faith in Christ through the individual, primarily through the laity. So never think that you have a lesser place in the kingdom of God. This is the day of the laity. It has always been the day of the laity. Now among the laity, there are those who feel that for some reason or other, often they cannot understand it, God is calling them to come and get some theological education, that they might be teachers of the Word of God. That happened to be true in my particular case. I didn't have a midnight experience where God awakened me and said, get in your car and drive to Blair, Nebraska, and begin your study for the ministry. But there was a desire there. There was a drawing there. There was something that I couldn't seem to get away from. Other opportunities presented themselves, which would have been extremely exciting. But I landed finally in the seminary, and after 8 years of study, then my inner calling, that feeling that I was called by the Lord to proclaim His word, was confirmed when I was given a call. And so I was called to a congregation and ordained on a particular day, and that ordination did not elevate me one inch. I was no different the day after I was ordained than the day before. It was simply that I was set apart by the church to be a teacher in the church. And this idea of what the Germans used to call Herr Pastor has nothing at all to do with the Word of God. I'm thankful that the congregations I have served respected the office and consequently respected me, and therefore I was able to teach among them. But I'm not elevated. Now what about the theological professor? Here, some time ago, a person said to me, you should have been a theological professor. That would not have been my cup of tea at all. I am not that academically inclined. I love to read. I love to study. But I am not that kind that can really make that my life's work. A theological professor is terribly important. He or she shapes the clergy of the church. And we need to pray for them, and we need to be careful who we put in those positions of theological professors. Then what about the bishops? in evangelical Christianity, we have leaders, and some denominations call them bishops. The bishop is simply elected by a convention for a number of years to serve as the shepherd. He is a bishop. He has no more authority than the pastor. He has no more authority than the laity. But for the sake of good order, he has been set aside to counsel when we ask for his counsel. And then he will say to you, now you can accept it or you can reject it, just as you are pleased. And we are very fortunate where I live to have had some wonderful bishops who were always there to help us and never in any way tried to force themselves upon us. What is the answer to the question, who has the greatest position in the building of the kingdom of God, laity bishops, theological professors or pastors? The floor is equal. We are not apostles. We are disciples. Disciples who love the Lord Jesus and want to serve him. The bell, the recruiter's bell, is ringing in our hearts today. That recruiter is Jesus Christ. If you're outside of Christ, he is asking you to come to him. If you are in Christ, he is asking you to go out and seek the lost. Friend, Jesus Christ is a primary recruiter in your life. Listen to his voice so that you can have a place on his team. Amen.
Savior, like a shepherd,
Lord Jesus, may we be attentive to your voice. May we hear your call. And may we come to faith in you. We know you're calling the unbeliever this day. give him the power, the strength, and the grace, Lord, to receive your call. And awaken your church to see that we are not just to sit around, but we are to move on and tell the other people how much God loves them in Jesus Christ. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. As a non-profit organization, we depend on the faithful gifts of our listening family. We thank each of you for your financial support and your prayers. Christian Crusaders publishes a quarterly newsletter called The Crusader. Pastor Larson writes the feature article for each issue. If you would like to receive this newsletter free of charge, please call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. You may leave a message on voicemail at any time. You will also receive letters from Pastor Larson at Easter, Christmas, and on our anniversary in September. Cassette tapes or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of $2.50 will help defray mailing and production costs. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free phone number, 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 266-7589. Christian Crusaders invites you to find out more about our ministry on the Internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's Christian Crusaders, all one word, .org. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and radio pastor of Christian Crusaders for the past 38 years.